prayers. This morning I'd like to read for an opening Psalm 134. I'm going to read the whole psalm, even though it's rather long. It's three verses. So Psalm 134 says this: "Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord has who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion." And that psalm is a song of ascents. This psalm is speaking about the Levites who worked the night shift in the temple. It says there, "You servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord." The lights in the temple in Jerusalem burned 24/7. They never went out. And that was done because God's light never goes out. God lives in brilliant light that shines continuously. And the light of the gospel never goes out either. It has shone in the world since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. And we get a small glimpse into what God's light is if we go to Genesis chapter 21. There, the Apostle Paul, or the Apostle John, is describing the holy city, the New Jerusalem. And it shines with the light of God. If you go to Revelation 21, 23, verse 23, and the first part of verse 24, it says, "The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light." The glory of God illuminated is God's light, and the Lamb is its light. That's the light of the gospel. "And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light." God wanted his light reflected in his temple in Jerusalem. And so the Levites worked shift work to keep the lamps burning 24 hours a day. Verse 2 says, "Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." Not only did the Levites keep the lights on, they also spent the night hours praising and honoring God in prayers and in worship. And what kind of Levites were these? Like, how did this come about? And it was a particular branch of the Levites. In 1 Chronicles 9, verse 33, it says, "These are the singers, heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites who lodged in the chambers and were free from other duties, for they were employed in that work day and night." This psalm blesses the Levites for this service. And when the people sang this hymn while they were going up to the temple at the Feast of Israel, that's why it's called a Song of Ascents, they were blessing and thanking the Levites for their service. And then verse 3 says, "The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion." This is the final blessing in the psalm, and it may be from the people going up to the Levites who were doing the work, or it might have been a blessing from the Levites to the people. We don't really know. I don't anyway. What matters is that those who served and those who were being served were blessing and thanking each other for the service, and rejoicing together in the great blessings of God. If we turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11, we see that that's exactly their example. It should be an example for us. We should do that too. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 11, it says, "Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." If we think of all the services we have in this country that run 24 hours a day, police, fire, ambulance, hospitals, personal care homes, and then not only that, but our basic services like electricity, water, and heat. We have all these things because someone is working night shift. We should always thank these people when we have been given the opportunity, and we should pray for those people who work shift work. I had an opportunity when I was young to go and work shift work, and I'm not doing that. But some people do, and you have to give them a lot of credit. The same is true in our church. Do we thank each other for the things done here? Do we thank our pastor for his work? He's our pastor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. His job can be joyful and rewarding, but it can also be tough and troubling. We need to hold him up in prayer and thank him for what he does, as we do for each member here. We need to support each other and encourage each other, always, without ceasing, just like this psalm says, and this psalm is our example. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 to 23. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.